Welcome. Today it's Wednesday. It's the Noise of Carpet. Thanks for listening. We are broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby. Thanks again. Today we're going to be exploring some angles, some curveballs, some juvenilia, but still melodic. Friends, remember, this is 30 years ago. Some tastes and focus have changed, but these songs were big in the day. So we're going to chuck you from your Chesterfield, kick you off your kilter, turf you from your tuffet. This is Quasi to start out, and check out the delayed drum rolls in this one. It's a beauty. Thanks for listening. It's the Noise of Carpet on CGSF.ca and 90.1 FM.
Live, 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
Tortoise, his fortune is boundless.
Thinking Fellers, Union Local 282. Let's see, when's that from? That's about 1994. The song is called My Pal the Tortoise. Big song in the day at the station. Before that was Ween, as you know, Push the Little Daisies from Pure Guava, 1992. Those guys, Dean and Gene Ween, of course. Famous for a mental collapse on the stage in Vancouver at the Queenie, I believe, back when. Before that, Add N2X from the UK, song called Skills, from an album called Avantard from 1999. I did, you know, a few years back, you'd catch younger folks say this word Skills when they're doing something. And maybe this is where it came from. I don't know. That song, Skills, Add N2X from 1999. Start the show off was Quasi with Janet Weiss on drums. Did you catch the late drum rolls in that song? It seems like they saved them up to the end because you're waiting for them in each sort of verse or each with the intro with the drums, and they ain't coming until the end, until the vocals kick in. So I enjoy the structure of that. Album is featuring Birds from 1998. Nothing from Nothing is the song. Thank you from listening. Thank you for listening, and thank you from listening, and thank you to listening, I guess. Glad to have you here today. Broadcasting from, as I said, unceded Torres Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, and broadcasting around the world on cgsf.ca. There's a lot of money rolling around in the 90s after the grunge wedge forced its way through the music business. And there's a lot of bands that were signed, a lot of labels created, and a lot of music being made, which is great. And there's a lot of great stuff. And a lot of one of the guides in the day, you had books that were music guides, and a famous one was called The Trouser Press, A Guide to 90s Rock, and very famous from the 80s and 90s. And I still have the book here. And they have reviews of bands that you know throughout, and it's great, well written by a whole bunch of music reporters, music journalists from the day, maybe many, maybe 50 of them. I'd recognize their names. And there's one description here that I think is unfair. I'm not going to say who the band is, about indie music. And as I said, I think it's unfair, but it's interesting. So this is an opening blurb to a band in this book. As I said, I'm not going to tell you what band it is. So it goes like this. Indie rock's open invitation, even to those possessing limited skill and talent, is, unfortunately, a siren song to mediocrity. Openness is fundamental to the scene's character and development, but it sometimes gives a free ride to hitchhikers on the underground highway. Oh-ho! Those who sport the right clothes, a friendly smile, and the right minimalist attitude, rather than discernible talent. Ow! That is from a band I listen to. That is about a band I listen to, and to a band I listen to. But I'm not going to tell you who that was. So that's sort of a critical eye on what was happening in the 90s and indie music. So there was a lot of it out there. Some of it was really good and some of it not so good. But it was so good at a time and such an incubator for sounds and talent and musicians to really get a little bit of support behind them and really learn what they're doing and focus and maybe fine-tune their approach and their journey. So thankfully, to the money that came down and all the indie labels that supported these bands, we have bands like we're playing today, including, you know, as you said just now, Quasi, Add N2X, Ween, Thinkerfellers. So there was a market for this. There was venues, independent venues, playing these bands and hosting these bands and night after night after night after night. You can imagine the work involved with booking it. So we're celebrating that this show celebrates these bands this time. Other time, new music as well. Anything that we think is good and has the Noise of Carpet seal of approval. So coming up next, we're going to go back to, 1992 with a band called King Missile. Spotted them, attended the show at the Town Pump in the day, and a song called Detachable Penis, which was a little bit of a hit in the day. So this is King Missile, CGSF.ca and 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you from Canada. Thank you for listening.
This morning with a bad hangover, and my penis was missing again. This happens all the time, it's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me in trouble, or I can rent it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't, for the life of me, remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it, so I called up the place where the party was. They hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, cause for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them if it pops up to let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but they were no help either. I was starting to get desperate. I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed, so I went to the Kiev and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people sell used books and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted 22 bucks, but I talked him down to 17. I took it home, washed it off, and put it back on. I was happy again, complete. People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.
National Church. It used to be a club, and then a mental health outpatient clinic. Now I call it home. There's a king-size mattress in the middle of the room, where me and the big fat lead singer from Canned Heat finish up an afternoon of incredibly hot sex. Boy, does he have a big one. Joining us for late afternoon tea in a four-way is my old next-door neighbor Jimbo and his wife, who is a chicken. Since I'm the only woman there with hands, I soon find myself fully occupied. I can't help but wonder how Jimbo and his wife had their baby, who had been sleeping next to us but has since fallen onto the floor. She must be able to change forms back and forth. And what about chicken pussy? Is it enticing? I mean, what's the story? Me and the guy from Canned Heat climb into a nondescript four-door sedan, drive up the hill, sleepy suburban neighborhood. I can't help but notice all the beautiful pine trees that abound. I see all the housewives through their kitchen windows making dinner for their husbands who should be returning from work just around this time. I start to feel cheap. Is this the fulfillment of a fantasy hoped for?
I got a rash!
Around. Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. You know that new Depeche Mode album? It sucks. You know what? That new Cure album? It sucks. That new Happy Mondays album? I don't know if there is one, but if there is, it sucks. I can say this, cause I know, cause I'm a Doors fan. And you know, if you wanna be a Doors fan, you know what? You might already be one, and you don't even know it. You know, sort of like being gay. You're walking around, you know, something's up. You just don't know what it is yet. You see, Doors fans aren't made. They're born. I bet right now, in Africa, there's some guy madly beating on a drum. He's one. Or an old lady on a bus, sucking humbugs. She's a rider on the storm, and she don't even know it. I do, because I'm a Doors fan. And if you want to be a Doors fan, don't just go buy a Greatest Hits album either. Greatest Hits albums are for housewives and little girls. If you want to be a Doors fan, you got to do it right. It's very scientific. You got to buy Waiting for the Sun. It's their third album, but really, it's their first. We call it The Departure Point. Okay, quick quiz. Who's playing bass? No bass. That's right. The Doors had no bass. You see, the Gypsies had no homes. Don't let that scare you. Let that free you. Let that liberate you. Because when you're free-flying with the Doors, man, you don't need no safety net. If you just scream, Viva la Doors, loud enough for your landlord to start thumping on the wall, then you might, in fact, be a Doors fan. There's one way to know for absolute sure. Get an 8-track tape of L.A. Woman, there's only a few in existence, and steal a car. Even if you own one, steal a car, get in that car, play the tape, full blast, and drive west. When the tape ends, get out and go to the nearest bar and start to play pool or pinball or possibly even foosball and wait to get into a fight. Afterwards, get back in that car and drive it till it runs out of gas. Then, torch it. And if as you're standing there, watching those flames, if you can still hear the door sound, then my friend, you will have become a Doors fan. You wanna know how I know? You wanna know who told me? Well, last year, Jim fucking Morrison told me that's who. He came to me, cause I'm a Doors fan. I'm a Doors fan, man. I love this sound. I like the Doors.
CJSF's meet and greets are back. Connect with the staff and volunteers of CJSF 90.1 FM and learn about opportunities for you to make radio, review arts and culture events, write content for our website, uncover hidden gems and new releases in our library, and more. January 25th, Making and Hosting Radio, an introduction to CJSF's Programming and Public Affairs Department with Robin and Jesse. February 1st, Arts and Entertainment. Learn about interviewing artists and reviewing live events around town for CJSF with Nat. February 8th, Music. Discover how new music gets added to the CJSF playlist and explore our library of over 90,000 records with Connor. Join us on Thursdays at 4 p.m. at CJSF, room 1420, first floor of the Student Union Building on the SFU Burnaby campus. Hope to see you there.
Yes, come up here and make radio. It's really fun and it's really exciting. So we're always looking for volunteers at CJSF up on the hill in the Student Union Building. Come on up. So let's get to some before that. Bruce McCullough from Kids in the Hall, a song called The Doors from his Shame-Based Man record, 1995. There's some funny things on here still. Some of it's a little dated, but some of it's still a little bit funny. The Evaporators, there's Nardwuar there singing I Got a Rash. From I Got a Rash, 1998. Stole that off to YouTube. Before that was the fantastic Ann Magnuson with her group with the Kramer from Shimmy Disc Records called Bong Water from 1990. Song is called Chicken Pussy from the album that was very big on college radio at the time, very popular. Called The Power of Pussy. Check out Ann Magnuson. She's got a lot of short films. She's spoken word. She's a multi-talented artist all over the place. Ann Magnuson, check her out on Instagram and wherever. King Missile before that with Detachable Penis from Happy Hour 1992. Thank you for listening. This is The Noise of Carpet Radio. It's Wednesday. It's sunny, so everyone's happy. So that's a good thing. I'm not sure if it is where you are, but I'm sure there's some positive stuff out there. The next song we're going to get to is a